won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, broadcasting from the Grand Hotel up on Mackinac Island in beautiful Mackinac Island, Michigan. Love the island. Got married here to Miss Vicky in the flower garden of the Windermere Hotel with Mayor Margaret Dowd, August 16, 1984. And she scared me to death. Before the wedding ceremony, called me down to her office and said, Mr. Bishop, I want you to know one thing. I go, yes, ma'am. She said, when I tie them tight. She said, there will be no divorce. You will be loyal to her. She will be loyal to you, and you will be happily married. Are we clear? And I'm like, yes, ma'am. We went out in the flower garden. Glenn, the porter, was my best man. And I think her name was Barbara. Blonde lady was the desk clerk. She was Vicky's maid of honor. And we started the ceremony. Vicky and I were holding hands. And Margaret said, repeat after me. And I was so deathly afraid of Margaret Dowd. I was looking at her and I was watching her lips. And I wanted to make sure that I was saying every word exactly correct. Vicky jerked me a little bit, and she said, I'm over here. That's how scared I was of Margaret Dowd, the mayor of Mackinac Island. I'm going to stop by and visit with her if she's in town. So, Margaret, if you're listening, Trucker Randy's going to stop by and say hello. 41 years ago this past August. Now, I want to mention real quick, if you're on the island or going to be on the island tomorrow afternoon, Carla Wagner, running for governor, on the AxeMyTax.org platform, eliminating property taxes here in the state of Michigan. There's going to be a porch party. Dave and Denise are hosting us for us over on Main Street here. If you're interested, if you're going to be on the island, text me porch, P-O-R-C-H, and I'll text you the flyer we put together with the address, 6634 Main Street, right across from Mission Point Resort on the eastern end of the island. Great folks, great Christian folks, and we are so thankful that they are hosting us there on their porch tomorrow from 3 to 5 on Saturday. And then, of course, we've got other events I'll be going to tonight. We have one with Guy Benson of Fox News. He's there for Doug Lloyd. You heard him on the show yesterday. He's running for Attorney General. That event is tonight, 7 to 9, at the Kingston Kitchen, the Village Inn. That's actually where I'm going for lunch to get some whitefish here shortly. And looking forward to that event tonight. And then the porch party tomorrow. And then I'm heading home. Miss Bubba, I'm coming home. So we're out of here. Going to take the ferry across tomorrow and be heading home Saturday afternoon. If you have any questions that you would like answered by Tristan Cole, my Farm Bureau insurance agent. He's going to come on with us in the next segment, have a conversation with him. And then the second half hour to wrap up the show this week will be the author, Rick Randall. He's the author, of course, of the book called Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success, A to Z, Most Likely to Succeed. He'll be on at 11:30 to 12. So Helen would like porch. Dar wants porch. Okay, good. I haven't sorted my phone just yet, but here's the flyer. It is coming to you right now. Carla Wagner's picture right there. Click, click, and send. So Helen, you got it. And Dar, you've got it coming. Again, text me any questions you got for Tristan Cole. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. I apologize. I did not get Tristan Cole added into the show like I should be. I was sitting here talking with Dave and not paying attention to the clock, so I'm calling him right now. Hopefully he gets the answer and join us here on the show. Tristan, are you there yet, buddy? I see I'm ringing you, but I don't see you connected yet to the studio board. I want to make sure he's connected in so we can have a conversation with him this morning. So one ringy dingy, two ringy dingy. Hopefully he answers right now. Tristan, are you there, sir? I see it ringing, but I don't see him answering just yet. Okay, let's see. I think he's there now. Is that a connection, Tristan? Tristan, calling Tristan Cole. There he is. Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, Tristan. We're live, buddy. I blew past the commercials, and I forgot to call you. I apologize.
That's okay. I was with a client just a few minutes ago, so just plugging away on a busy Friday.
Yeah, excellent. I sent you a text message and wanted to know if there was a particular topic or issues within insurance that's happened this week that you might want to talk about today.
No, not necessarily. It's just coming into the school year, you know, I always want to talk about life insurance, and it's really important for people to remember if they co-sign for their college student loan, that they are responsible for that debt. And I deal with a lot of folks that don't think about life insurance until they're, you know, 50, 60, 70 years old.
Sure.
And that's not the time to be initially buying your first life insurance policies. You want to buy those policies, you know, when you're young and healthy, before you've got you know, significant medical history or things that have happened to you in your life. So,
well, you know, in tragically, how many times do we hear stories of these young people who've been, you know, living with mom and dad under the roof and, you know, being watched and monitored, and, you know, we're so excited because they got accepted to Michigan State University, and these kids just completely go out of their minds. They lose total control of everything we've taught them the whole time they've lived with this. Mm-hmm. And they're parting their brains out. And we've heard these stories of drugs getting slipped into drinks and all kinds of things happening. Some of these kids actually dying from fentanyl and God only knows what else. And like you said, if you co-sign that loan for their student loan, you're responsible. Something happens to them without a whole lot of money being spent to get these life insurance policies on these young kids. That whole problem can go away very simply spending 15, 20 bucks a month.
Uh-huh. Yep. And it's just something that that everyone should think about, that nobody really wants to think about, you know, our own death, but none of us get out of this life alive. And you can leave a legacy for your family. You can make sure that you've got end-of-life expenses covered. You can make sure your business partner has money if something should happen to you to buy your family out with a buy-sell agreement. There's so many tools. Maybe you just have some what we refer to as lazy money. Money sitting in a savings account or some low interest earning CDs, and you want to do something else with those dollars. You know, you could buy a single premium whole life policy and never pay on it again, and maximize and leverage that money.
Absolutely. And again, all benefits from a life insurance policy is tax free.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Absolutely.
It's a big deal. And I, you know, with my background in politics, I just can't stress enough, I don't want any of your assets going to the government.
Amen.
They have enough of our money.
Yes.
Please, well, please, please buy some life insurance and pass that money. Help leave a legacy and enrich your family in the future with a life insurance policy.
Did you happen to see, mentioning your background in politics, a package of bills introduced by the Senate Democrats wanting to reform what you worked on with, at the time, Speaker Chatfield and many others, they wanted to introduce 8 bills that specifically make changes to the 2019 auto insurance reform. Did you see those package of bills?
I don't follow a lot of that legislation, you know, that closely. I've not seen it, but you know, I'm not surprised that they're looking for changes. You know, and with auto insurance reform, there's always some small changes and tweaks that are needed, but I probably wouldn't trust that bill package.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I was very focused on was the spokesperson for the IAM, the individuals wanting to maintain the auto no-fault insurance. And their spokesperson came out publicly and said, you know, there are a lot of people in Michigan that have been able to save a lot of money since these reforms fully went into effect in 2021.
Yes.
And you and I talked about it, and you said, Randy, you know, I can save you some money here, I can save you some money there, but again, you're not getting the maximum coverages benefits.
Correct.
You know, for a few dollars savings. And Vicky and I talked about it, and we said, you know what, Tristan's right. You know, to lower that PIP coverage, to do whatever, now that we're seniors, we're on Medicare, it's just not worth it. And a lot of people say, well, $100-$200 a year, that's a lot of money. Yeah, it is. But if something happens, God forbid it did, you sometimes you'd hate to see you not have enough coverage to take care of the problems.
Right. Remember, people think I'm a safe driver, I'm unlikely to get in an accident. That is true. However, we have people that are minding their own business, staying under the speed limit. You know, they only make one little trip a day into the coffee shop, get smoked by somebody having a medical issue and having a life-altering injury because of an auto accident that wasn't their fault.
Right.
And, well, and so this is any injury associated with an automobile.
Yes.
Doesn't matter if you're at fault or somebody else is at fault. If it involves an automobile, it goes to that through that process.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, I was out driving, I forget where I was at even, and two-lane road in each direction, four-lane wide, and this young girl, oh, the light turned green. That's right. I know where I was. I was coming back from Costco, okay, right there on 3 Mile Road.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And you know, both lanes, you can turn right, and then the left turn lane is to turn left towards Culver's.
Yep.
Well, the light turns green, and she's sitting there. And I'm being patient. I'm trying to be a good Christian. Okay, now we're sitting here for 15, 20 seconds. Uh-huh. And I'm like, okay, enough's enough. So I honked my horn, and she jumped. I saw her shoulders jump up, and she, you know, turned the corner, got over in the right lane. I got in the left lane. I was going to pass her because she's an idiot and going to sit there at a green light. Okay, I don't want to be behind you. Tristan, I'm not kidding. I looked at her, and I bet you she wasn't 18, 19 years old. And you know what she was doing when she got in the right lane?
Yeah,
texting on her phone.
Texting on
her phone. And I thought, girlfriend, you're going to be absolutely involved in an accident because you're looking down texting on your phone while you're driving. You were texting while you sat at that green light.
Yeah,
it's like, what is it about these young people? They don't understand. Don't text and drive. We got TV commercials for that.
Yeah, it's very, very dangerous. You know, there's study after study said the human mind cannot multitask, and driving uses all of your senses, and texting, your mind goes to another place. It is not safe. And what happens if you're texting and the person coming at you is texting and you're both not paying attention?
Right.
And both of you just miscalculate a tiny little bit. Bam, now you're in a catastrophic auto accident, and you better have full coverage on your for your PIP.
Yeah, because head-on collisions are not good. And like I thought, it's like, okay, her eyes aren't on the road, her hands aren't on the steering wheel, okay? Mm-hmm. And like you said, she's in another place mentally trying to respond to this person's text. Girlfriend, you're not focused on driving right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you know, I just had my youngest go through her driver's test this past summer, just a few months ago. And sure, I was with him in the car, you know, and it's just unbelievable. You know, you can have a young person that's a really good driver. My daughter's a pretty good driver. She's got a lot of stuff to learn, but they don't have years and years and years of experience. And so it's so easy for a young person to make the wrong decision in a split second instant when something happens, say a deer runs out, or they, you know, they come up on brake lights kind of fast, or somebody pulls out in front of them. Bad things can happen just because of inexperience, not because of a intentional at fault. But irregardless, you're still in an auto accident. And if you're injured, you want that unlimited health coverage.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give out the phone number if you guys would like to give him a call at his office where he's at right now in Bel Air, Michigan, 231-533-6489. Or you can go online to his website, his name, TristanCole.com, and that'll take you right to his Farm Bureau page with all his information. Final thoughts here, Tristan, in a couple of minutes we can spend.
Yeah.
What else right now happening in the insurance world in Lansing? What you're hearing? What do you think people need to be aware of?
You know, if you're talking to candidates, since we're coming into election season, I would, I would have them, and I know we've talked about this before, but I would have them bring up the nuclear verdict topic with candidates. And we need some legislation. We need attorney general candidates that are aware of this and can help control these nuclear verdicts that will put companies out of business and raise insurance rates across the board for everyone. We need to continue looking at the cost of car parts. That is another one that increases the cost of auto insurance. We need to reduce our deer herd in many areas of the Lower Peninsula. Car deer collisions cause insurance rates to rise because the cost of fixing vehicles is so expensive. So go out and go deer hunting this fall, take a couple of does, reduce the deer population. And I always tell people, if you have a little fender bender and it's a minor incident, fix your own stuff. Yes, you have insurance, but insurance is not a maintenance program. It is a catastrophic loss coverage. Run a little bit higher deductible, save a little money, self-insure yourself to an extent, and you will save money by doing that.
And when you mean nuclear, explain to the folks that haven't heard you mention this before, nuclear verdicts. What is that? That is
a verdict placed on a company through the court system, through lawsuits that are tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars that absolutely crush a company from existence due to a claim, and oftentimes it's an injury claim. These attorneys that you hear every day on the radio and you see billboards, they seem to think that these companies are just personal piggy banks for people that are injured, and oftentimes there's no intent. Things are it's just not what they seem. And these gigantic verdicts can really raise havoc and wreak havoc in the insurance industry.
Well, it must be profitable, because as I'm watching every single Detroit Tiger game, Mike Morris, Ben Johnson, Figer, and 1-800-CALL-SAM, the Bernstein family.
Uh-huh.
You got four different law firms on every commercial break running ads on my Tiger baseball games.
Yep. Have you been injured?
Oh, yes.
And they are all looking for nuclear verdicts because it's giant paydays for them. They do not care what happens in the industry and to companies and to insurance rates for you and me.
Yeah. Well,
they do not care.
One of them that's really famous is Mike Morris in the background. $133 million, $104 million, he advertises the numbers of the verdicts he gets, of which he, of course, gets one third of on a contingency fee agreement.
Unbelievable. So it's just something that should be brought up to candidates and build that personal relationship before people are elected to office. And look forward to talking with you next week.
All right, brother. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Randy.
Bottom of the hour news break, last half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.